Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And like I said, it's day two of our juicing recipes, and we're pairing our juice with healthy, delicious food. And what I love so much about juicing here in California, we have the best produce in the world right here in our great state. So why would we not juice? Why would we not drink these vegetables that are so beautifully grown and do so many great things for us the natural way? If we're falling in a world of being healthy and doing what's right, then we need to do what's right first by putting the right vegetables into our body. Thank you to Fabian Cano, who's a registered nurse and who's also a fitness expert, for these fantastic recipes. Let's get started. This recipe is to make our immune system strong and to fight off germs and diseases and colds and all that good stuff that's really not that good for us. We need 2 handfuls of Swiss chard, 1 avocado, 1 cup of watermelon, 1 cup of blackberries, 1/2 cup of blueberries, 1/8 cup of flaxseed. If you have trouble finding flaxseed, they have it at any health store, and most vitamin stores will know where to get it if they don't have it. And we're going to have water and ice to taste. And the reason I say to taste, everybody has a different way they like to drink their juices and smoothies. And some people like it to be cold, some like it to be warm. Me personally, it's all the same to me. I've paired this with an olive oil poached salmon. What we'll need for our salmon is 2 cups of orange olive oil, 1 sprig of rosemary, 1 sprig of thyme, 4 whole garlic cloves, 1 bay leaf, 1 onion cut completely in half, 1 carrot, 1 celery, and when it comes out, salt and pepper to taste. Now, whenever you're poaching your salmon, always remember we're going to use a small sauce pot. We're going to put the 2 cups of orange olive oil in there. Immediately, we're going to put the rosemary and the thyme. We don't have to take anything apart. We just put it right into there. The 4 garlic cloves we'll put right in there as well. The bay leaf we'll put in there as well. The onion, the carrot, and the celery will go in last. What makes this so fun is we are not deep frying. We're slowly poaching. I want your flames to be all at a whisper, maybe a little bit above a whisper. This process could take 1 to maybe even 2 hours, depending on how hot it is. But what makes this so cool is we just want to feel if there's heat coming out of that pot, then we know that we're definitely cooking. It takes, like I said, about 1 to 2 hours, but I promise you this fish is unbelievable. The fats from the salmon and then that olive oil and those flavors, magnificent. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.AJHTheUntamedChef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West.